This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Bush says he remains confident that a diplomatic solution can be found to the nuclear standoff with North Korea. Diplomatic efforts are now in full gear. Earlier today, South Korea held an emergency meeting in response to what some countries in the region are calling a crisis, even if the U.S. government is reluctant to apply that word. North Korea remains defiant. It insists it will press on with plans to restart its nuclear weapons program. From Seoul, South Korea, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
With alarming speed, a 1994 agreement that was supposed to freeze North Korea's nuclear weapons program has unraveled. North Korea has dismantled UN surveillance cameras, expelled UN inspectors, and transferred fuel to its nuclear plant, located about 50 miles north of the capital, Pyongyang. Should it take the next step and reactivate the nuclear plant, it could produce half a dozen nuclear bombs within a matter of a few months. North Korea may be bluffing, or may not. The country, not known for its public relations skills, held a rare news conference in Beijing. Cho Jin-soo, North Korea's ambassador to China, blamed the United States for instigating the crisis by failing to live up to its end of the 1994 agreement. He claims the U.S. has dragged its feet on construction of two power plants.
It is clear as daylight that the outbreak of the nuclear crisis on the Korean Peninsula is due to the U.S. hostile stance towards the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. And this issue must be resolved between the DPRK and the U.S.
The DPRK, the formal name for North Korea, has proposed direct, unconditional talks with the United States. But the U.S. insists it will not sit down at the negotiating table until North Korea dismantles its nuclear program, something it agreed to do back in 1994. As State Department spokesman Richard Boucher put it, we have no intention of paying for this horse again.
For the United States, it's very clear, and this is, I think, a position that is held by others. We're looking for a peaceful resolution. We're not willing to bargain or negotiate over commitments that have been made before. We are looking for North Korea to visibly and verifiably dismantle its nuclear programs.
But North Korea has shown no signs that it's willing to meet the U.S. demand. Gary Samore is a former U.S. official who helped negotiate the 1994 agreement.
North Korea has instead moved ahead to ratchet up the pressure. I think in part it anticipates that Washington is preoccupied with Iraq and therefore is not in a strong position to deal with North Korea. And furthermore, North Korea thinks that South Korea and other countries in the region will not support a position that relies totally on pressure and doesn't include negotiations.
In fact, South Korea is taking the lead in finding a diplomatic solution to the crisis. It's dispatched envoys to Russia and China and says it will soon present a compromise solution. Few details are known, but it may ask the U.S. to give North Korea written assurances guaranteeing its sovereignty if North Korea agrees to abandon its nuclear program. Some analysts say that's exactly what North Korea is looking for, some sort of guarantee that, as a member of the so-called Axis of Evil, it will not be targeted by Washington. Chung-in Moon is a professor at Seoul's Yonsei University.
They really believe that the U.S. has a capability, will, and intention to attack North Korea. If North Korea's primary concern is how to ensure survival from American military threat. To North Korea, American military threat is real and present.
The Bush administration insists that while all options are on the table, it hopes to resolve the nuclear standoff diplomatically. Washington is trying to present a united front against North Korea, a solid wall of American allies. But cracks are beginning to appear, especially here in the South Korean capital, Seoul. Tens of thousands of people have gathered here in the middle of the city for a candlelight vigil in honor of two schoolgirls killed in an accident involving U.S. troops. But many people here are also angry about U.S. policy towards North Korea. They're afraid that the U.S. is leading the region, possibly to another war.
It will be a catastrophe for everyone in this land, on this peninsula.
Yu-Yang Mo is one of the protest organizers.
And we believe that if the actions are left in the hands of the U.S., which is far away, which may not be affected by what happens in Korea, that the developments in whatever happens in Korea could be triggered by some callous and some non-understanding people in the very faraway places.
His views are shared by many South Koreans, including the country's president-elect, No Moo-hyun. He's warned against blindly following American policy. On Monday, South Korean officials will sit down in Washington, where the two countries, along with Japan, will try to hammer out a united response to North Korea's nuclear gambit. No doubt North Korea will also be busy next week devising its own plan for ratcheting up the pressure on the U.S. and its allies. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.